I think they're keeping us in the dark. That they, you know, each month we hear about some other, you know, an extra. The beginning of the session, we heard that the Feds weren't going to reimburse us the full amount that they had promised, and there was about a $30 million hit then. And then we found out that to do the fix on the healthcare exchange, we needed about another $33 million. So this is really the third hit we've taken. You know, I wish they would, you know, give us the whole picture. I feel like they're just spoon feeding us. They're not telling us the whole story because they're afraid of the negative uproar. And so they're spoon feeding us little bits at a time. But this is the third time we've had a deficit. We've had to appropriate additional funds for the exchange and the company and enrollments.
Delegate Arts, what do you think?
Well, I think it's open-ended right now. We don't have a clue where our money's going and how our money's being spent. I think, as the good delegate mentioned, if we had that up front out here and we were able to review the whole report, I think we could make some intelligent comments and some intelligent decisions.
I know Senator Brinkley has called for a special investigator, I think his word, special prosecutor, to get to the bottom of this. Is that a good idea?
Definitely. It's definitely a good idea. Because we don't have the full picture. We don't know what's going on. There's so many questions that are open, and
gavel's banging.